Well, Colm, the dream is over for another year. What did you make of that?
Well, it's disappointing to end the day. Like, it was a great campaign with the boys, and you know, the games were good and enjoyable, but the training sessions and the crack and the effort they put in was what really made it. Like,
yeah.
But it's disappointing the day. Like, we're probably a slow start. It's probably a wee bit of nerves in that there when 3-3, but we came right back into the game, 3-2 and 4-3, and actually felt probably 15-20 minutes into that first half, I could see Dungannon starting to tire, and I could see our boys as fresh as could be, and I thought we were actually going to push on a bit more. And but it's just two real killer blows.
Yeah, the two goals just
just one probably, I don't know, a minute or two apart. And first one, I think we give away possession, probably we're in a good attack ourselves, and forced to give away possession to get the first goal. And then the second one was, I don't know what happened, post and crossbar, but it ended up in the net anyway. But
and you lost Shane O'Donnell as well, like, you know, your talisman.
Shane, like, he's what a player. Like, he's been struggling with the hamstring probably since the 4th of December, and he came back and it was still getting a bother. We came back last week and he's feeling good, but it was just that run through he made in the first half, and you know, he was in front of his man. Usually Shane would leave a man for dead, but he hadn't the same power, and when he chipped it over the bar, the hamstring went again. So it was a big loss now, but we had a good man to come on for him too, and Conor O'Donnell.
Well, Conor, if he had been 100%, he'd been on too as well.
I wouldn't. Conor, he's a fantastic player, but he just thought he wouldn't have 60 in him today. But I felt if he came on when the Dungannon were starting to tire, it would have been a real force for us, and so he was. Like, he was really dangerous when he came on. But
he scored a point, and then he got the goal in the second half.
He scored a point and got the goal, and he looked dangerous now. But probably, like, we've been missing the two of them for the last 6 weeks in training, and Parry's been struggling with hamstring too. But there's no excuses. Like, I think, you know, even the second half, I felt we looked the far fitter team, and I thought Dungannon were out on their feet actually, and we still looked fresh, but we had the chances, but we just didn't.
Yeah, even at that, because you kicked a couple of bad wides.
Maybe if we took an extra solo, maybe instead of it. Or I can suppose when you're chasing the game, it's if you're 3 points up, if you're 3 points up, it's, them points are easy, but when you're chasing the game, they're harder. Like, but I always believed, even when we're 5-down and 6-down, that I believed these boys could come back because they've real quality. And, you know, in all the games to date, they've had setbacks and they never ever throw in the towel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's great testament to the Bucks. And, you know,
well, it was progress this year to qualify for the knockout stages.
I suppose. You know, I think the standards them boys set, the two I talked to in the changing room, particularly the older boys, and that they set a great standard to the boys going through, and I think it's important that they carry that on now next year and we keep building. You know, it's definitely where they need to be, is playing Macquarie football. It's an unforgiving grade to play in, with such fine margins. You know, like, you can just wee small things can go against you and you're out of the competition, whereas if you're playing at a lower level, you'll not be punished for them. You know, but that's where these boys need to be playing.
It has to be the best foot every day forward.
Yeah, you have to be on top of your game every single day. Yeah, every single day. But you know, it's tight, like, but it's disappointing. But I suppose it's a bit building on it, and I think it's very important that the St. Jonas College continue to play in Macquarie and push things on and try and attract the players around from St. Jonas Club and other players in Terman and Glenswally and these places to come to the college and play.
Well, Kieran, 4 points in the end. What's your reaction?
I think I'm a bit relieved there just then. You know, probably half time we're coming in, we thought we're in a good position. And we knew, said to the boys in the second half, you know, key to start well, but in fairness to St. Unions, they come back at us, and I suppose the goal gave them a lift and it closed that wee bit of a gap. And we just were hanging on a wee bit there at the end when I felt we shouldn't have been. But, you know, we knew we were going to get a tough up here today in their home patch, and it was certainly a battle for us, and maybe we'll build from it for the next game.
As you say, probably the two goals was too big a cushion, or the five at half time, you know.
Well, for a long period of the first half, there was very little scores, and we managed to get them goals quick succession. You know, the second one probably a wee bit fortuitous, and we went our way on this occasion. So it just gave us a wee bit of a cushion, and certainly in a game the way it was played, it just gave us something to hang on to. Thank you, we did that, you know.
Mm-hmm. You started well, you came with your meant business, you know, you hit the first 3 points.
Yeah, well, look, I've said to our players all along, I think it's important if we're focused early from the start of the game, it sets us up for the rest of the game. And thankfully we did start well, and we're, as I said, be able to rely on that as the game progresses, you know. But as I said, the cushion of the goal certainly helped us, you know. But look, when you travel into to somebody else's home patch, you want to try and make sure you stomp your authority as quick as possible, because if you don't, they're going to make it very difficult. And in fairness to Unis, they come back, which I expected them to do.
Yeah, some big performances out there today when it needed.
Yeah, yeah. Look, at this level of college, the football is tough going, and we have players that stood up today when it mattered for us, you know. So look, as I said, it takes a, you know, we used our bench as well today to get a good cause, you know. So look, you require all them modern game now, football, it just seems to be you have to be walking all the time and never take your foot off the paddle at all. Yeah, like, so.
You've climbed the steps in the past with teams from St. Pat's. How does this one compare?
Look, I think it's unfair teams. Sometimes you don't know how a team's going to gel together. I think it's probably only days like today then you really get to see what your team's really like. You know, before Christmas, we weren't particularly that good in games, you know, and mixed performances. So today we'll take a lot of positives out of getting a result, because it's knockout football now.
Yes.
You know, and if we can win and not maybe play well, that's always a good sign too. So there was things to work on, especially from the second half.
St. Pat's and Mara, I know, a bigger step up again.
Of course they are. And these boys have played them throughout their time in the school, so they know it's going to be a tough challenge for them. And Mahara, great tradition at the McCrory Cup. You know, they're always thereabouts, you know, and last year too, they've been very competitive. So look, we're not going to get it easy there.